Grand jury is probing bond fraud cases. The Atlanta Constitution, Friday, 20th November 1914, page 5, column 4. A batch of mysterious John Doe subpoenas were sent out by deputies from the office of Solicitor General Dorsey to the grand jury investigation this morning at 10 o'clock, at which it is predicted there will be new sensations in the bond scandal. The names of a number of lawyers and law office attaches prominent around police headquarters and the courthouse have been whispered in legal circles. Although several indictments have already been returned in the bond cases, courthouse officials aver that action against the men higher up is yet to come. It is rumored that the ringleaders of the gang of alleged bond swindlers will be indicted today. Among those already under indictment are Carlton C. Tedder, formerly connected with the law office of William M. Smith, and an ex-operative with the William J. Burns Detective Agency, Harry Latham, a figure in the Leo Frank investigation and a former bailiff in Solicitor Calhoun's office, and Charles Hillier, a young lawyer. It is predicted that more than 20 indictments will be returned before the bond scandal is cleared up. Page 7, Column 2. Dan Lahan loses fight. Detective, Tedder and Thurman must stand trial. Dan S. Lahan, manager of the Southern Division of the William J. Burns Forces, yesterday morning lost his move to avoid trial on the charges of subornation of perjury in the C.B. Ragsdale false affidavit that was made in the Frank case. The demurrers filed by Carlton C. Tedder and Arthur Thurman were likewise overruled by Judge Ben Hill. The three men will be put on trial on the first Monday in December this year. Lehan, Tedder, and Thurman were accused by Reverend C.B. Ragsdale of influencing him to make a false affidavit that he had overheard Jim Conley confess to the murder of Mary Fagan. He made an affidavit to this effect, later repudiating it.